Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. It's my great delight to have a good friend of mine with us this week, Bill Presbrich. And Bill's a really inspiring and interesting brother on so many levels, and a member of our parish at Christ the King, one of the main leaders of the parish. But also, Bill is a father and a grandfather. He's got a big family, 7 kids, 15 grandkids, married an amazing woman, Cindy. The whole family is like directed towards service. There's so much love for God and life of the kingdom. So some of that's going to unfold here. But Bill also had a very successful career in business. He was at one point CFO and vice president of Creative Solutions, a computer company around here in the Ann Arbor area, yes. And president and CEO of ParishSoft, which began with when he was brought in to help this startup company reaching out to parishes, giving them software to help organize their parishes. It was like 80 parishes or something. And by the time he left, there were 8,200 of them. So it tells you a little bit about some of the gifts that the Lord has given to Bill. And I'm hoping this week we could just share his story and the dimensions of it. And I think you'll find it very, very encouraging. Welcome, Bill.
Great. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, it's been I'm so glad. I've been waiting for this. So I thought the best place to start is just kind of start at the beginning, because when you really encounter the Lord, why your faith means so much to you, there's an origin story to all that.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Well, we'll go way back here. So right back to the beginning. So I can remember as a small child with my mom. She was the woman of faith in our family and a wonderful woman. And she read the stories of the Old Testament saints to me when I was just a very small child. And I can remember being so inspired, hearing about Joseph and Abraham and others, and just wanting to be like those guys. And it was just such a great way to get introduced to the faith just as a small child. And I loved it. And then just rolling the story forward, faith wasn't something that we did talk about very much in our family, though. And so we went to church every Sunday, but basically the idea was go to church on Sunday and be a good person the rest of the time. And as I approached my teen years, that turned out that just wasn't enough. You know, faith wasn't a primary thing on my mind. It was definitely the Lord was there. I believed in God, but it didn't really have much day-to-day impact on my life. And so as a teen, just started to do some searching. You know, there has to be more to life than this, that sort of thing. And along the way, I had a major conflict with my father. He was an autocrat, ran his own business, county commissioner, you know, very type A kind of personality. And I was the oldest child. He had very high expectations for me. And one day, I just cracked. I can't remember what the conversation that led up to that, but he and I got into a big fist fight, which is, it's just a horrible thing to do, and just something that we didn't do as a family at all. But I just really got really angry at my dad, and as a result of that, I resolved that I wasn't going to speak to him anymore, which meant that when he asked me questions, I would just give yes or no answers, just no interaction with him at all. And I think I was trying to hurt him. I'm sure that was what that was about, what was going on in my own mind. But it really hurt me far more than it hurt my dad, because it really kind of turned me inward. So I was a fairly quiet person to begin with, and now all of a sudden I was, you know, lonely, depressed. It wasn't the only thing going on in my life, but it was a major thing. And then I went off to the University of Michigan. What a great place to go to when you're in a kind of a bad state of mind. Yeah, and so, you know, there were girls there, lots of women. That was kind of a nice thing to, fun thing to go after. At least I experienced it that way. Drinking, smoking marijuana, all kinds of things. And at the end of my freshman year, I met a couple of guys on the Diag in the middle of the University of Michigan campus. And they said to me, "Bill, do you know that Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life?" And I was pretty stunned, actually. I was like, I remembered at that point what my life was like as a small child with my mom, you know, relationship with the Lord, and things were happy and glorious and all of that. And I said, you know, I've been searching in my mind. I've been searching and looking for something, and I'm not happy. Could it really be this easy that the Lord has been there all along and just waiting for me. And then they talked about the four spiritual laws, and which is basically just a real brief presentation of the kerygma, the good news of the gospel. God loves you, Bill. He really does. But man is sin and falls short of the glory of God. So we don't. We our relationship with the Lord is severed. And that Jesus had come to die for our sins in our place so that we could be reconciled to God. And that if we turn to him, he would give us his grace and the blessing of the Holy Spirit and be with us forever. And what I needed to do was repent for my sin and my life and turn my life over to the Lord, turn away from sin, turn toward him. You know, basically in my mind, I was thinking, well, why not? What do I have to lose here?
Yeah.
And so I did that, and nothing happened for about 1 hour. And then after that, I just had this amazing experience of just an amazing sense of peace and joy just flooded over me. And it lasted for days, you know, like 7 days, something like that. And it just felt, I felt just so overjoyed and so peaceful inside.
Yeah.
And I can't, it's a hard thing to describe, but it literally felt like my feet were just barely touching the ground as I walked along.
Yeah.
I mean, it just really, the, you know, the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord was there for me and just, you know, just really turned my life around.
When they shared, Bill, with you,
yep,
the four spiritual laws,
yep,
did they actually then lead you through them and lead you through repentance prayer and that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
was that
exactly
part of it?
Yep,
yeah,
yep, yep. Right out there at the student union and kind of a public place. And,
yeah.
You know, just, yeah. Yeah,
and they prayed with you and,
yeah.
Isn't that something? Were they students?
They were, I think they were students, yeah. They were like athletes. Funny thing, I you know, after a month or two, I kind of lost track of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but they just kind of were there at that exact right moment for me. So.
Boy, you think about the burden you were carrying.
Yep.
As you came into school.
Yep.
I once had a conflict with my dad where we physically kind of went at it a bit, and it was instigated, I felt like, by him, and I was responding to it. But boy, afterwards, you just feel terrible. There's such mixed feelings, isn't there? Like, there's like shame and pain, but also righteous anger or whole bunch of stuff going, you know, through you. And that's a burden.
It
doesn't go, it gets stuffed somewhere, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I experienced. Like I was carrying this burden. And whenever I thought about my dad or something would trigger it, I mean, it would just stir up all that stuff. So it was like carrying this weight.
Yeah. And then the Lord brings these two guys into your life with the simple truth that has so much power.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard over the years so many different stories. We have a mutual friend, Deacon Zoli Gonzabo, you know, who had someone just share something simple from that kerygma message to him about God's love and just got absolutely overwhelmed in God's love and his receiving forgiveness, and his life was radically changed. And he's just been an amazing, amazing man in the kingdom, you know? Yeah. So anyway, so then you had this pattern of life where, you know, your typical college student doing all the stuff that everybody does, but, you know, and then you have this encounter with the Lord and begins to transform you. So what happened after that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. Because immediately after that, so like kind of in the wake of this experience, I had still the same friends. I was still doing the same stuff.
Wasn't an immediate 180 kind of behavior-wise?
I mean, not exactly right. Yeah. So I went to a party with my friends, and we started drinking and smoking marijuana, as in the past. Because for me, that was some way to kind of get over my own reservations and all that, so I could be, it was easier for me to relate to other people. But that night, you know, the more I smoked marijuana and drank, nothing happened. It was very confusing. You know, like what is going on here? And after a while, maybe 15 or 20 minutes, something like that, I felt like this voice deep down inside of me said, Bill, I love you just the way you are.
Mm.
And, I you know, it took me back because I mean, I'm not used to kind of hearing that, kind of that sense of somebody speaking to me. But I realized that what the Lord was saying to me was, I didn't need to smoke marijuana. I didn't need to drink. Didn't need to do all these things that made me somebody other than who he had made me to be. Mm-hmm. He just loved me just the way that I was. And because of that, I could love myself as well, just the way that I was. And that really set my, you know, so, I mean, I had this amazing experience with the Lord, but he so gently kind of confronted me, you know, in my sin and, you know, the things I was doing that were wrong and that really were damaging me. I mean, they're really, you know, mm-hmm. and he just kind of picked me up and kind of set me on a different track. And that really, I mean, from that point on, really my life was, it was right, but what I was doing was completely different as well. And then over a period of time, then I got a bunch of different friends. I mean, friends that, you know, yeah. weren't in that kind of track. And, you know, so, I mean, he really blessed me.
It's so common at that age in college, you know, that you go to parties and the social scene. And the truth is, just about everybody in the room, maybe not everybody, is just dealing with a lot of insecurity, shyness. And so you kind of put on a front or whatever. And then drinking alcohol or getting high or something is just, it helps kind of, you know? Yeah. And this is how close Jesus is. So the Lord's this close to you and he says, hey, you don't have to lean on those things. Essentially like, Bill, you don't have to lean on those things anymore. You're good. I love you. Yeah. We're good. It's going to be okay kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how real the Lord is and how personal and present he will be to us if we open our hearts the way you had the opportunity to open your heart to him.
Amen. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. You want to talk about maybe when I met Cindy? Because it wasn't too much.
Yeah, yeah, please do. Yeah, okay? For sure. Yeah, we have a couple more minutes. Yeah, that's a big part of the story.
Yeah.
You and Cindy.
Yeah. So, but like a year and a half later, so a little bit longer, I was a junior at that point. She was the incoming freshman, the cute young lady down at the end of the hall. And I just noticed her right from the get-go.
Yeah.
And just such a, you mentioned this in the intro, just, she's just such a warm, loving person. And you just felt so special just in her presence.
Yeah.
And it was just so wonderful. And we got to know each other and we decided that we would go on a date. And our very first date was a prayer meeting that we went to, and it was the first prayer meeting that either one of us had ever been to.
Wow.
So it was like
that made you a pretty rare bird on the campus of the University of Michigan. Our first date was a prayer meeting.
Exactly right. Yeah. So we, you know, we pushed and pulled each other through Life in the Spirit seminar and got involved with community, the initial steps and all that. So I mean, it was, having her in my life was just an incredible blessing, but it also kind of pulled us into community and being filled with the Holy Spirit and in all of that. So, you know, so it was all like rolled up in meeting the Lord and then growing with the disciple. So
it's great. Yeah. Boy, time's flying. Friends, I think one of the things is we're about to wrap up the show here. Bill's going to be with us, hopefully for the rest of the week. We'll be able to continue this story, but I don't want us to miss today how simple it is, the gospel, how simple God's love is for us, how clear his love is, and how personal his love is for us. He knows each and every one of us. And that simple prayer, that simple reality, that message that these two students shared with Bill, that God loves us, that every one of us has fallen, and that he died for our sins, and he wants to have a relationship with us, and wants to give us his Holy Spirit, that's for you too. That's for you too. And what the devil wants to do is keep us in the place Bill was describing he was experiencing before that. Caught in our sins, filled with guilt, a little insecurity, still carrying pain, carrying anger. All that stuff is part of the normal human reality. But the Lord has power to break into that. His love is greater than all that. And he wants you to know it as well. Not the way Bill knew it, the way I've come to know it. So open your heart. He's that close to you. God bless you. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.